Well, it's a joy to be here at RCCC. I bring you greetings from InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. It's a campus ministry in the United States.
我代表美国校园团契的事工同工, 大家, 问安。
It's like maybe you know CEF in Taiwan or FES in Hong Kong. It's a campus ministry that works on college campuses and 1,000 colleges in the U.S.
美国校园团契的事工就是好像台湾的校园团契或是香港的基督教那个福音团契一样，它是在那个大学里面，在校园里面做事工。他们在美国有一千个，大概有超过一千个这样子的团契。
This photo is of our new missionaries this year. Each year we have a class of new missionaries, about 110 new missionaries this year at our national office.
这个照片就是今年我们最新的，大概有。 有很多的新的校园的宣教士跟我们一起同工。
As I shared on Friday night, I've been a campus missionary for about 30 years now in the U.S. and abroad.
我今天晚上的时候跟大家分享过，我是在已经超过30年了，已经做那个校园的那个宣教士。
But you should know that growing up, I never dreamed of being a missionary. I never thought I looked like a missionary.
但是我 成长当中的时候，从来没有想过要做宣教士。我觉得我也不像看样子，也不像宣教士。
In my Chinese church growing up, the one thing I was never taught was to be a missionary.
在我成长的中国教会里面，有一样东西，他们从来没有教导我的，就是叫我做宣教士。
That was like for the other kids, not for me.
这是给其他的小孩的，不是给我的。
I was taught that missionaries were like strange people with nothing better to do with their lives.
我得到的教导就是，宣教士好像是奇怪的人，然后好像没有什么可以做。
I was taught instead to pursue the American dream, you know, like a white picket fence home with lots of cars and lots of kids.
我被教导就是说，我们要追逐美国梦，然后有房子、有车子、有孩子。
My parents actually came from poverty in Asia. They came from Taiwan so that I wouldn't have to live in poverty in Asia.
我父母是从亚洲的一些贫穷的地方来的，所以他们不想我去那一些亚洲的贫穷的地方住。
But during my last year at university, I was at a large student missions conference called Urbana.
但是在我大学最后一年的时候，我去到那个学生的那个宣教大会叫Urbana。
And God gave me a vision that was much greater than my American dream.
神就抓着我，给我一个更大的使命，就意向给我操作。我是要那个梦想比美国梦要更大。
It was a vision for the world.
这个意向就是为全世界。
And so I responded, "Yes, Lord. Whatever role I can have in Your mission in the world, I'll do it."
所以我就叫神说，你给我看一下，无论你要我做什么，这任何的角色在宣教上面，我都去做。
Years later, God eventually called me and my wife to pioneer a campus ministry, a new campus ministry in Mongolia.
很多年之后，神让我我们的妻子去在新的一个的校园的事工是在蒙古里面的是开始。
And ironically, we found ourselves living in Asia and living in poverty.
很讽刺的是，我那个时候发觉，哎，我住在亚洲，而且是一个贫穷的地方。
Here's a photo of us there. It's my wife Nancy at the time. One of my two daughters, my oldest daughter Abby, who was a baby there as well, and that's not our horse, but looks really good in the picture.
这个照片就是在蒙古的时候，我跟我太太 Nancy， 而且我大女儿 Abby 那个时候，不过那个马很好看的，只不是我们的。
Mongolia is a Buddhist country where prior to 1990 there were no known Christians.
蒙古是一个佛教的国家，在1990年之前，我们不知道任何的基督徒。
It's a country without Christian history. The first Bible was translated in the year 2000.
这个国家完全没有基督教的历史在里面。他们第一部的圣经是在2000年翻译成的。
And besides all that, it's a cold country. Negative 40 degree winters that last like 8 months long.
而且这个是非常非常冷的一个的天气，在零下40度。
And actually, when God called us, we were living in California at the time.
神呼召我们时候，我们是住在加州的。
So we thought, man, could we actually survive here, God?
所以我们就问神，我们可以在那边生存吗？
As we go through life sometimes, have you ever asked that question, why, God, would you call me here?
有时候我们在生活一起生活的时候，生命里面有没有问神，神为什么我在这里？
What's my purpose,
God? 我的人生的目的是什么？
This morning we're going to look at a character in the Bible who probably asked this question, like, why am I here? What's my purpose?
今天早上我们看一下圣经人物，他也可能也是问为什么我在这里，我的目的是什么？
Let's look together at Genesis 12, verses 1 to 5 again, and we'll read it in Chinese.
我们再看创世纪十二章一到五节，我们一起念。没有中文 ，OK， 没有中文，那我念好了。OK， 耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你去的地方，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。”你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也跟他同去。亚伯兰出赫兰的时候是75岁。亚伯兰将他的妻子撒来和则罗德，连他们在赫兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带到迦南地去。他们走到了迦南地。
So in this passage, God calls Abraham, and he essentially says, I have a mission for you, Abraham.
在这一段里面，神是呼召亚伯兰，就说我给你一个使命。
Says, I'm going to create a new nation, the nation of Israel.
因为我要你去有一个新的国，成立一个新的国。
You're going to be like the founder and the CEO.
你会变成那个创立这个国的那个总裁。
I want you to leave everything.
但是我要你离开舍去所有的东西。
Leave your home.
离开你的家。
Leave your city.
离开你的城市。
Leave the culture you're familiar with.
离开你熟悉的文化。
Leave everything.
离开所有的东西。
And then go somewhere unknown.
去到一个不知的地，不知道是什么地方。
Go somewhere I'll eventually reveal to you.
但是我慢慢会告诉你这个是什么地方。
And then God makes an interesting promise here.
然后神在这边也有一个很特别的应许。
He says in verse 2, I will bless you.
他第二节他说，但是我要赐福给你。
If we actually look in this passage, you notice the word bless or blessing is repeated 5 times here.
如果你看这一段几节圣经的时候，你发觉赐福和福气的时候只出现了5次。
It's a threefold blessing.
这是有三层这个层次的祝福。
First, it's a material blessing of real estate. God says that He'll give him the land that He provide that He'll provide.
第一个福气是物质上的福气，因为神会给他的地产，给个土地赐给他。
Second, it's a family blessing.
第二个是对家庭的祝福。
God will give him countless descendants. He said.
神会给他那个无数的后裔。
Later in Genesis, God promises Jacob as many descendants as the sand in the sea.
后来在圣经在创世纪里面，神祝福应许那个雅各会给他那个后裔，好像海里的沙。
And third, it's a spiritual blessing.
第三是属灵的福气。
God will forever be with Abraham's descendants.
神会永远的跟亚伯拉罕的后裔同在。
God eventually gives them circumcision as an outward and visible sign of this contract or covenant.
神之后会给他们隔离，就是让他在一个外在肉眼可以看见的记号，跟他立这个约。
The question for us today is why? Why does God bless Abraham?
今天的问题就是说，为什么神要祝福亚伯拉罕？
What are God's purposes?
神对亚伯拉罕的目的是什么？
Let's go back to verse 2. What does God say in verse 2?
我们看一下第二节，神说什么呢？
Does he say, I will bless you and you'll have a happy life?
神也没有说我会祝福你，然后你有个很快乐的人生。
Or I will bless you and you'll have all the friends and fame and followers that you ever wanted?
或者是我会祝福你，那你会有名气，有追随你的粉丝。
Or does he say, I will bless you and you'll have your white picket fence home and as many cars and children as you want?
或者是他说我祝福你，你会有房子、有车子、有孩子，这么安逸的生活。
No, right? He says in verse 2, I will bless you and you will be a blessing.
他说不是，第二节他说我必赐福给你，我要叫你被别人得福。
And then God says in verse 3, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
然后第三节神也说地上的万族都要因你得福。
God doesn't want to just bless Israel for Israel's sake.
神 不是要说只祝福以色列为了以色列原因。
He wants to bless his people who will then bless all peoples on earth.
他要祝福以色列人民的时候让他们可以出去祝福其他万国的人。
God's call for Abraham is actually the same call that God has had for his people throughout the Bible.
神给亚伯拉罕的那个祝福那个的使命的时候就是好像在圣经里面其他人物给他的一样。
Same call in Genesis 1 when he blessed man and woman, called them to fill the earth and subdue it.
就是在创世纪第一章讲到就跟亚当就说你要生养众多遍满地面治理着这地。
Same call as throughout the book of Psalms, like in 86:9, it says, All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name.
就是好像诗篇里面86篇第9节，他说，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你，他们要来荣耀你的名。
Same call throughout the New Testament, like Matthew chapter 28, Jesus calling to the disciples. To go and make disciples of the nations.
同样好像在马太福音二十八章十九节里面所说的，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Or Acts chapter 1:8, it says to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
好像使徒行传一章八节同样的呼召，就是说我们只要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地或撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Go and bless.
你去祝福其他人。
It's the same call in the book of Revelations when we see the nations stand before the throne in worship of God.
同样在启示录里面也讲到，就是说万国万民都要站在神的宝座前敬拜他。
From Genesis to Revelations, you and I have the purpose of blessing the nation.
从创世纪到启示录的时候，神的给我们的一个的目的就是说，我们要祝福所有的人万国。
And thousands of years after Abraham, today, God's plan is still the same.
在亚伯拉罕出现的几千年之后，同样的今天也是一样。
It's to use you and me, RCCC.
就是要用你跟我，若个教会。
To set out for Canaan, to bless nations like Mongolia.
我们出去，去了迦南地，去到不同的，好像是蒙古的那些国家。
To bless people groups in Rutgers or New Jersey and to the ends of the earth.
好像去了那个 Rutgers 大学的那个人群去到New Jersey 去到那个地极。
Do we believe this?
我们相信吗？
I want to try something here. Can you turn to your neighbor? Look at your neighbor.
我想你看跟旁边的人看着他。
And say this. Say all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
跟旁边人说。地上万民呢，都因你得福。
Yes, I see many of you laughing. Like, really,
我看到好多人
在
笑。
你？Yeah, God will bless the nations through you.
是的，神要祝福万民，要透过你祝福万民。
Each of us here has the purpose of blessing the nation.
每一个人在这里。也有这个的祝福，就是我们的目的是什么？祝福万民。
It's not an optional activity.
这个不是一个自选或是额外的一个的活动。
I often tell college students it's not extra credit.
我常常跟大学生说，这个不是一些加分的活动。
You know, today we live in a world with unprecedented opportunities for blessing the nations.
今天我们是在这个世界的时候，是个史无前例的这样的机会去做宣教。
We have unprecedented communications in our world today.
我们有一个史无前例的通讯的方法。
Our phones and social media allow us to instantly connect from one side of the world to the other side of the world.
我们的手机跟社交媒体，我们可以从世界的一个角落，可以的跟世界另外的角落去通讯。
We can now share the gospel through a screen.
我们可以跟在屏幕之前跟其他人分享福音。
We also have unprecedented urbanization and unprecedented immigration.
我们也有史无前例的城市化的那个潮跟移民潮。
This has brought previously unreached people groups to relocate to urban centers where now they can be reached.
就是把一些未得之民从来没有听过福音的，把他从那一些角落，把他带到城市里面，可以听到福音。
But sadly, we still live in a world with unprecedented need for blessing the nations.
但是不幸的, 我们还是住在这个世界, 这是有史无前例的, 这个需要, 我们要去祝福万国。
We're seeing injustice and inequities growing, actually, especially in poor nations. This is made worse during the COVID pandemic.
我们每一天看见有更加 更多的不公义、不平等的事情，在一些很多的特别是很贫穷的国家发生，特别在疫情那个新冠疫情的时候，把这个的情况是更加严重了。
We're seeing 3.5 billion of the world's 8 billion people still unreached or unengaged with the gospel.
世界人口有81亿，但是有35亿的那个人群，他们还没有听到福音。
They've never heard about this spiritual blessing. We're seeing previously church nations in Europe now unchurched.
我们看到就是以前在欧洲，就是很多教会，很多去教会的，现在他们变成没有可以去教会去敬拜。
Most of them are actually atheist or Muslim.
很多人在那边，很多人是那个无神论者或是墨西林的人。
I'm a big supporter of Bible translation and served on the board of a Bible translation agency called Wycliffe.
我很支持那个圣经的翻译事工，特别是那个蔡会，我很支持的是维克里夫圣经翻译事工。
What shocked me is not that 1,300 languages in the world don't even have one verse of the Bible, of Scripture, but what shocked me was the biggest challenge.
令我惊讶的不是从他们知道，不是说世界上现在有1,300个语言还没有翻译，成为有圣经的那个语言。The
biggest challenge is recruitment.
更大的挑战，令我惊讶的就是说，他们的教牧人手。Trying
to get God's covenant people involved with blessing the nations.
他们尽量的想找一些跟神有立约的一些人去祝福其他的人。
It's exactly as the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10.
正如就是保罗在罗马书十章这样子说。
How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
他说人未曾信他，怎么求他呢？未曾见他，怎么信他呢？
When we were in Mongolia, we spent time with a pastor named Inkbader.
在我在蒙古的时候，我有个朋友，他就是一个牧师叫Inkbader。
During the weekdays, Inkbader would go to the countryside to preach the good news of Jesus.
就休闲的时候，这个牧师呢会到蒙古的一些的很比较偏僻的地方去传福音。
One day, he stopped by a local cafe. It's kind of like these yurts here, those huts, to have lunch.
有一天，他在这个好像一个小餐馆里面去吃午餐。
He asked during lunch if he could share a story with the owner of the cafe.
在午餐的时候, 他问这个小餐馆的老板娘说, 我不跟你分享一个故事。
So he shared. So she sat down with him. She said, okay, sat down with him. And as Inkbader started talking, she started to cry.
他说可以, 所以这个牧师就坐下来跟他一起分享那个福音。
She couldn't stop crying.
他就在哭, 然后他一直不停, 那个老板娘一直不停在哭。
So Inkbader asked her, what's wrong?
这牧师说，Inkbader就说，什么原因你哭呢？
So she answered with this story.
然后她就告诉牧师这个故事。She
said a couple days earlier, before Inkbader came to the cafe, she had received a gospel tract from one of her customers, like a brochure.
她说几天之前有一个顾客，他进到那边吃饭的时候，给我一个福音单张。
She read through it and wanted to receive Jesus in her heart, but she didn't really understand or know how.
他看这个福音当中，他很想去接受耶稣基督，但是他不知道应该怎么去做。So
she thought, well, if she went up to the mountains and prayed, maybe Jesus would come to her.
他就想说，或者是我上那个山上的时候去呼求耶稣，或者是我可以见到他。So
she climbed the mountains and she asked in the mountains, Jesus, are you here?
所以他在上了山上的时候，呼求就说：“耶稣，你在那边吗？”
And she did it again. Jesus, are you here?
他说：“耶稣，你在这边吗？”
No answer.
没有回应。
She walked down the mountain really disappointed.
他从山上走下来的时候非常失望。
Then she had another idea.
所以他有另外一个的意念出来。
Maybe Jesus is not in the mountains, maybe he's in the fields.
或者是耶稣不在山上，可能在田野中间。
So she ran up and down the fields, crying, "Jesus, are you here?"
所以她在那个平原土地的时候就说：“耶稣，你在这边吗
？”Jesus, are you here?
耶稣，你在这边吗
？No answer.
没有回应，没有答案。
She thought this is so interesting.
这个是很有趣的。
Where is this Jesus that she read about?
就是她知道那个耶稣究竟在哪里。
That day she went home very discouraged and confused.
她那一天回家，心里面受到非常大的挫折，而且很困惑。
So as she walked home, she just kind of prayed really quickly, Jesus, if you're real and want me to enter your kingdom, please send someone to explain the words to me.
她走路回家的时候，一面在祷告着说，耶稣，如果你是真的，你要我接受你，进到你神的国的时候，请你差派一个人告诉我怎么样去接受你。
So as she's crying, she looks up at Inkpotter and says, "Inkpotter, you are the answer to my prayer."
她讲完这个故事的时候，望见 Inkpotter 牧师的时候，脸上流着泪，就跟他说，Inkpotter 牧师，这你就是耶稣给我的答案。
Now I know that Jesus is real.
因为我知道耶稣是真实的。
Will you explain His words to me?
你可不可以跟我解释圣经的神的话语？
So Inkpotter spent the rest of the day explaining Jesus' words, and she accepted Jesus into her life that day.
So Inkpotter 之后就用那天的时间跟他解释圣经里面所讲的神的话语，然后他就接受耶稣为他个人的救主。
God is good, amen.
神是好的，是不是？
But how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
但是如果没有传道的，怎么可以他们可以听见呢？
You know, there are millions like Inkpotter's friend around the world.
就是在世界上面有无数无数百万千万人，就是好像 Inkpotter 的那个朋友一样。
They're in countrysides and in our cities.
他们可能在那个郊野，他们可能在城市。
There are millions crying this out.
有像百万千万人可能在呼求神。
Crying, Jesus, are you here?
他们呼求就说：“耶稣，你在这里吗
？”Where is this Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
God has blessed us to be a blessing to the nations.
神要祝福我们，令到我们成为万国的祝福。
And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
因此地上的万族因为因你得福。
So as are we as the church blessed with resources and talents, are we blessing the nations?
今天我们教会在那无论在资源上面、才能上面各方面。我们都有这么多时候，神祝福我们的时候，我们可以怎么样祝福其他的人呢
？Or are we just giving like leftovers, like extra credit?
或者是我们只是给他们额外的一些的加分的东西
？Why is it so challenging for us?
为什么这个是充满挑战呢
？I think it's challenging because of a lie that we bought into.
我觉得这个这么大的挑战，是因为我们相信。
The culture of the church in America or in the West, which we're now a part of, teaches us that blessing the nations is only for a select few, like the superhero Christians.
因为我们在北美或是欧洲一些文化，常常好像告诉我们，哦，去祝福万国这个事情呢，是留给一小群那个英雄式的基督徒去做的。
And for the rest of us, the culture here teaches us to do everything we can to bless ourselves.
然后这个文化告诉我们，我们其他人呢，我们只是做什么事情呢，都是来祝福自己而已。
Or to bless our own Christian church or Christian bubble.
或者是我们是祝福其他我们基督徒那些的小圈子。
And it teaches us to avoid suffering.
然后文化教导我们，哦，尽量避免受苦。
You know, when I go to Chinese churches, I often don't hear families say.What I really want for you is to suffer for the nation.
我去中国教会的时候，从来没有听到他们的教导就说：“哦，我们在这边是希望你去为万国去受苦。”
Right? Parents don't say that to their children.
我们父母不会跟我这样子说。
If your parents were like mine, or maybe you say this to your, you know, to your children, they taught me that my top goal in life should be to work hard to attain a comfortable life, not a suffering life.
我的父母或者是跟你们一样，就是常常教导我，就说：“哎呀，勤劳工作，然后呢，有一个很舒适、很安逸的生活。”
I was taught to attain a top college diploma.
我要拿到那个大学最高的荣誉。
So I could attain top jobs.
所以我要最好最好最强的工作。
So I could attain a comfortable life.
所以我有个安逸的生活。
So I could attain a white picket fence home with lots of cars and lots of kids.
所以我就可以有房子、有车子、有孩子。
And I was doing pretty well on this track.
我那个时候其实在这个的方向其实一直做得不错的。
I attained top honors at Harvard.
我在哈佛大学拿到最高的荣誉。
Attained some top jobs.
我有一个非常非常好的那个工作。
Was on an ESPN television special with fame and followers.
我甚至在那个 ESPN 电视上面就出现他的节目里面是有名气。
I chased the comfortable life until one day, when it was like within reach, I felt purposeless.
我过着一个舒适安逸的生活，直到有一天，我突然觉得说，我心里面很空虚，好像没有什么目的。
That day, God challenged me with Genesis 12 and said, "I have a mission for you, Tom."
那天，神借着创世纪十二章就告诉我说 ，Tom， 我要给你一个的使命。
I began to realize that all the blessings that I had obtained in my life, all of it, all the accolades and honors, my education, my experiences, they were all for a grander purpose.
我开始意识到，其实神给我这么多的资源，给我们多的教育各方面的好处，我的能力各方面，其实让我去做更伟大的事情，就是去祝福万国。
And that purpose is to bless the nations.
这个更大的那个祝福就是祝福万国。
But in Mongolia, there was nothing comfortable about it.
但是在蒙古没有一个什么安逸或是舒适的一个的情况出现。
Nothing comfortable about learning a new language and culture.
我要学个新的语言，然后新的文化，这个一点都不舒服。
There were often second grade kids that would come up to us and make fun of our language every day.
然后在那个时候，那些在二年级的小孩常跑来我那边，然后取笑我的那个语言不太讲得不好。
There was nothing comfortable about being utterly lonely.
也不很自在，因为那个时候我们非常的孤单。
In Mongolia, Nancy and I would often turn to each other and we would say, "Honey, we have no friends."
在蒙古的时候，我太太 Nancy 跟我有时候对望着说，我们没有在这边没有朋友。
There was nothing comfortable about dying to my own family.
就是也不是很自在，就是说我好像是在家庭方面我已经死过了。
My parents cut off communication and did not support my commitment to missions.
因为我要去宣教，所以我的父母跟我断绝关系，不给我支持。
When I first responded to God's call in college, my mother and father argued with me for many days.
当我回应神的呼召要走宣教士的时候，我的父母跟我吵了很多天。
Finally, they got down on their knees and they begged me.
最后，他们跪在地上，他们恳求我。
With their palms open, they begged me and said, "Tom, our lives are in the palm of our hands. Please don't crush us."
他跪在这里，张开手，然后跟我说 ，Tom， 我们的生命，我们以后的日子在你手下面，希望你不要是破碎我们的生命，去伤害我们。
Then my mom effectively ended all the arguing when she said, "If you do this, I will kill myself."
我妈妈甚至到最后的时候跟我说 ，Tom， 如果你真的去宣教的时候，我会自杀。
They cut off communication with me for many years.
在之后很多年，他们跟我断绝很多的通讯跟联系。
My phone calls were unanswered and my letters were unreturned.
我打电话给他们的时候，他们不听。我写信给他们时，他们也不回，退回来。
And then 7 years later, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and we still had not reconciled.
7年之后，我妈妈得到第四期的癌症，但是那个时候她还是不愿意跟我和解。
I remember crying out to God, "I signed up for the joy of missions. Like, why can't you make it easier?"
我是呼求神，跟说神啊，我进来宣教的时候，想在宣教施工上有喜乐，为什么这么难？
But God's purpose since creation is that He wants His people to bless the nations.
因为从创世以来，神的目的是叫我们每一个人去祝福其他的人。
And it often requires leaving comfort.
当我们这么做的时候，我们要离开我们的舒适圈。
Now, certainly for Abraham in this passage, it's not comfortable.
在亚伯拉罕这个故事里面看到他也不是很自在很舒适。
Let's look back at Genesis 12 again.
当我们再看创世纪十二章。
He leaves his homeland.
他离开他的本地。
He leaves comfortable living.
他离开他很安逸舒适的日子。
You know, he had a pretty good life in Haran.
他在哈兰其实有个非常安逸很舒服的生活。
He was rich. In verse 5, it says, possessions they had accumulated.
对五节说其实他在那哈南那边其实是蛮有钱的他积蓄财物。
It said people they had acquired. It meant that they had servants.
他那边也说所得的人口其实就是他的仆人。
He was also 75 years at that time.
而且在那个时候亚伯拉罕是75岁。
You know, if anyone had an excuse not to go, it was Abraham.
如果任何人有借口就说我不要去的时候那可能就是亚伯拉罕。
But Abraham, in verse 4, he goes to his Mongolia.
但第四节就跟我们说，亚伯拉就照着耶和华的吩咐，他去了，去了他的蒙古地。
Verse 4 says, So Abram left as the Lord had told him.
他就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Verse 4 here, though simple, is the hinge verse of this entire passage.
第四节其实是整个这个亚伯拉罕的故事的整个的关键的节
Abraham's story hinges on the two words here. Abraham left.
这关键词就是亚伯兰就去了。
In Hebrew, it says "Vayelech Abram."
在希伯来文就是 "Vayelech Abram."
Scholars agree that "Vayelech Abram" is not just the key to Abraham's story, but it's the key to the whole Old Testament.
圣经学者就说，觉得就说这个词。亚伯兰去的时候关键不在是亚伯拉罕的那个故事而且是整个的旧约
Or a scholar Chris Wright concludes he says this bluntly put if Abram had not gone up and left for Canaan the story would have ended right there the Bible would be a very thin book
学者 Chris Wright 他曾经有这个结论就是说简单来说如果亚伯拉罕没有去的时候整个的圣经的故事都已经是走在这边走已经停了而且整本的圣经也变成薄薄的一本书
Vayelech Abram not because going was the comfortable thing to do but because God asked him to get up and go
这里就讲到亚伯兰他去的时候不是因为神要他去一个很舒服的地方就是一个不自在的东西就是叫他去起来去
It's also important to note that even though Abram went even though he goesEven though he says yes to trusting God, it's still not comfortable.
我们看见虽然亚伯兰是按照神的吩咐去起来去离开本家，但是也是很不自在的。
In Genesis chapter 12 and 13, Abraham actually moves and resides in at least 8 different places.
我们看见创世纪在十二十三章里面，你看见当亚伯拉罕他其实住过，他不停的在奔移，他住了八个地方。
In verse 6, the land that they're supposed to go to, Canaan, it turns out to be occupied. There are people there already.
第十二节六节讲到说他去迦南其实那个时候迦南地已经有其他迦南人在住。
To make matters worse, those Canaanites, they're pagans.
差的就是那一些的迦南人他们是异教徒。
It's a place where they turn women into temple prostitutes and sacrifice children to pagan gods.
他们拜偶像，他们就是把妇女变成那个庙妓，而且就是把孩子献给他们的所信的神。
Not a comfortable place.
不是一个很自在的地方。
And then verse 10, there's a great famine, and Abram finds himself starving to death.
这就是第十节就说那边是遭遇饥荒，亚伯兰就发现说他自己也是要挨饿了。
On top of all that, in the story, it says that he gives up his wife Sarah to Pharaoh, and he pretends to be Sarah's brother in order to survive.
再后来，我们看见亚伯拉罕甚至把他的太太那个撒莱，把他献给那个法老做妻子。
God doesn't give us comfortable callings.
神没有给我们很舒服、很安逸的这个呼召。
A few years ago, I was with a large campus ministry in Nigeria.
几年前我去到那个团契校园团契，就是在尼日利亚那边。
Thousands of Nigerian students at this missions conference.
他们有一个的宣教大会，有成千的那些学生在那边。
The conference center was guarded by security forces with machine guns.
这个会议中心其实是有很多的那种保安，那种好像居然他们拿着那机关枪去保护他们。
You see even guns at the plenary stage.
你们看见那个的枪台里面。
A terrorist attack was possible at any moment.
因为很可能有恐怖分子在那边去攻击他们。
Militant Islam is their biggest challenge.
那一些作战好战的那一些伊斯兰人，这个是非常普遍的那边。
In the Muslim North, students there have lost their loved ones to Boko Haram and the Boko Haram attacks.
我们看见在那一边，在穆斯林的一个地方，在北边，有很多的人，他们的就是那些。伯克圣地的那些民族，他们会抓了他们的小孩。
More than 2 million have been forced from their homes.
有超过200万的人，他们失去他们家园。
They face anti-Christian laws.
他们会承受那一些反基督教的一些法律。
And that year, 16 Christian students were killed for their faith at a university.
那一年在大学里面有16个基督徒的学生，因为他们信仰被杀。
However, these students continue to boldly proclaim the gospel.
但是那尼日利亚的学生继续的去传福音。
Even though it means leaving comfort.
就是说他们可能要离开他们很舒适的那个生活。
Thousands of these students accepted the call to move intentionally to the north because they said, "We won't give in to fear."
上千的那些基督徒的学生，他们去接受神给他的呼召。搬到北边，因为那边是不舒服的地方。
They said the gospel is worth sacrificing our lives.
因为他们说福音是值得我们失去我们的生命的。
There was practically a standing ovation on the last night when the speaker challenged all the Nigerians to go to China.
当那个宣教大会的最后一天或晚上的时候，当那个讲员在讲护照的时候，其实每一个人都站立起来。
They were challenged to go to China for their postgraduate studies.
他那个讲员是挑战那些的学生去到中国去去读研究院。
They have a vision to reach not just the Chinese students, but over 400,000 international students that were in China at the time.
他们的意向就是不单只是去到中国那边去读研究院，把福音带到那些学生，而且是在中国念书的国际学生去带福音给他们。
Blessing the nations isn't comfortable.
祝福万国不是一个很舒服的事情。
God doesn't give comfortable callings.
神不给我们舒服的那一些护照。
He doesn't give them to Abraham, to Nigerian students, or to RCCC.
他没有给舒适的那个护照给亚伯拉罕或是尼尼亚的学生，甚至在我们肉国教会。
So where is your Mongolia?
所以我问你，你们的蒙古地在哪里？
Maybe the place that God is leading you to get up and go, and it requires leaving comfort.
或者是神呼召你去到那个地方的时候，你要起来，要抛弃，要离开你的舒适的生活。
An interesting thing happens when we leave comfort and bless the nations.
很有趣的就是我们要离开舒适安逸的生活去祝福别人。
We see God's faithfulness.
我们看见神的信息。
We see this in Genesis chapter 13. It's the climax to Abraham's adventure.
我们看见就是在创世纪十三章的时候，看见亚伯拉罕的那个故事的那个高潮。
So let's look at Genesis 13 briefly.
我们看创世纪十三章。
God is faithful in verse 1 in Abraham's marriage.
神在祝福亚伯拉罕的婚姻。
It says Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram's able to leave Egypt unscathed, and he gets his wife Sarah back.
亚伯兰就说带着他妻子和罗德，并一切所有的，从埃及向南地去。神就是保护亚伯拉罕，看他的妻子可以一起的离开。
God is faithful in caring for their physical needs.
神很欣喜的也祝福他们的生活上的需要。
In verse 2, it says Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold.
十三章二节则说亚伯兰的金银，他的牲畜极多。
And finally, God is faithful in leaving a legacy.
另外就是神是在他的亚伯兰他的传奇里面更加的给他的信息。
He gives him miraculously generations of children.
他给他在用神迹给他很多的后裔。
Verse 16, it says, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth.
16节他说，我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那么多。
Lots of children.
很多很多的小孩。
So when we bless the nations, God is faithful.
当我们去祝福万国时候，神是信实的。
In all my difficult years of going and blessing the nations, I've seen God's faithfulness.
在过去我是侍奉神，我去祝福万国的时候，我看见神也是很信实的。
Faithful in the ministry.
他在我的事工里面对我非常信实。
We got to see miracle after miracle in Mongolia and in the U.S. and around the world.
在蒙古的时候，我看见神迹一个一个的发生。
Faithful in physical needs. I've always had enough food, shelter, and clothing.
神很信实的祝福我，无论在我的日常所需，无论是生活所需的住的、吃的、衣服各方面都没有缺。
Faithful in providing surrogate parents, I call them. Basically, I didn't have my parents, so God provided many, many more parents through churches like this.
因为我父母跟我断绝关系，我就好了，没有父母。但是神很祝福我，他很信实，他给我很多很多这样子爱我的一些的那些的父母。
God has blessed us to be a blessing to the nations.
神祝福我们，让我们成为别人的祝福。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
有地上万国要因你得福。
I want to conclude with three practical steps for blessing the nations.
我结论的时候，我想跟大家去分享一下，就是实际上我们应该有三个的步骤，我们可以去做的。
The first is to go and get a taste short term.
我们第一个就是去尝试一下，去短期宣教。
Go for 1 to 2 weeks or 1 to 2 months.
我们可以去一两个星期，或是一两个月。
All of us can invest a short time in seeing God's heart for the nations.
我觉得我们每一个人都可以花一两个星期这样的时间，去看一下神在万国的心意。
There's lots of short-term opportunities that can match your professional skills or your education or your interests.
我们有很多的短期宣教的机会，可以跟配合你的，无论是的专业的专长或是教育背景。
I know there are RCCC short-term teams to like Taiwan, Middle East, UK.
我知道在若干教会有很多短期宣教，无论是台湾，无论是中东或是英国。
Use your business skills to create jobs for women being marginalized or abused throughout the world.
用你的商业的头脑，你的专长去帮助创立一些的工作的机会，让到那一些受欺压的一些妇女小孩可得到工作，得到薪水。
Some of you are teachers. Use your teaching skills to educate them, to lift them out of suffering.
如果你是老师的话，可以用你的专长去教导他们，教育他们，让他们可以明白。
As a missionary family with kids, we love people who came short term just to say, we'll babysit for you.
我们是一个宣教的家庭，所以我听到有短期宣教来的时候，我们很欢迎，因为他来的时候，我意味着就说他们可以替我带小孩。
I actually think babysitting is a very important missions ministry.
其实去帮人家去宣教去带小孩，是非常非常重要的一个宣教的一个工作。
If you ask any missionary, they will say, please come babysit.
所以你问每一个宣教士，他们说是，请你来帮我们。
Those of you who are students, you have maybe like 1 week of spring break and 8 weeks of vacation in the summer. You have vacation weeks.
有些学生的话，可能你有一个礼拜的春假，或者是有8个礼拜的暑假的那个假期。
Those of you who work, maybe you have also a few weeks of vacation every year.
我们工作的可能一年里面有2-3个礼拜，我们去放假的。
I tell people, take a vacation that will bless the nations.
我告诉人就说，你们去放假去，但是用一些时间去祝福其他人。
Don't go somewhere boring like Hawaii.
不要去那些很沉闷的地方，有夏威夷。
Second step we can take is to read sacrificially and give sacrificially.
第二，我觉得大家要做的就是你去就是用一个牺牲性的态度去阅读。或是去捐献你的金钱。
This is something all of us can do.
这个是我们每一个都可以去做的。
Read and be more informed.
我们去阅读，我们去看一下更多的资料，让我们更多明白了解。
Sacrifice a few extra minutes daily to read about world issues.
然后我们可以每一天花几分钟的时间去看一下世界大事是怎么样。
Use online resources like this is a book I recommend, Operation World, to research how the church is doing globally.
我提议大家可以说在网上面就是提议他看一本书就是普世宣教手册他给我们很多的资料告诉我们那些国家的需要。
And then after reading, bless the nations by giving sacrificially.
另外就是除了阅读之外我们就是要捐献我们捐奉献给那一些的国家。
Give to Mongolian pastors or Bible translation efforts or to RCCC missionaries.
奉献我们金钱给一些蒙古地的那一些的牧师或是给若干教会支持的宣教士。
Give sacrificially to support campus ministries or college students who want to serve the Lord.
我们有牺牲性的那个捐献给那一些的愿意宣教的特别是那个若干大学的那些学生愿意去宣教去传福音的。
Give sacrificially to the RCCC Missions Fund.
我们存牺牲性的去这样子捐献给我们支持的人。
Consider today, how can I read and give more sacrificially in order to bless the nations?
今天我们大家要想一想，我们怎么可以阅读更多，明白更多，或者是我们在牺牲性的去奉献，让到更多的人，因为这样子的时候，我们可以祝福万民。
Third and lastly, go locally and bless the nations that's arriving at your doorstep.
第三点我们可以做的就是在本地我们去祝福旁边的人。
Bless international students at Rutgers.
我们去祝福在 Rutgers 大学念书的那些国际学生。
Bless refugees and co-workers you may know from other countries.
我们祝福那些从外国来的那一些的同事甚至是那些来的那些难民。
Pastor J.D. Payne says this, something is missionally malignant if we make sacrifices to travel the world to reach people but are unwilling to cross the street.
社会学者那个 Payne 他曾经讲过就说在宣教上来说一个很大的致命伤就是说如果我们愿意牺牲去到外国去到海外去宣教但是在本地我们在的地方我们不愿意去的时候这个是一个很可悲的事情。
You can bless the nations every day here in your own city by touching someone's life with God's love.
我们可以祝福万国，就是在我们自己的本地，在我们的所生活的地方，把那个福音传给他们。
Maybe consider hosting a dinner for international students.
或者是你可以请那些国际学生来吃饭。
Or ask your missionary here, I know you have a missionary here, Kevin Calkins, how you can bless students locally.
或者是问我们若干大学的那个宣教士 Kevin, 问他说我们怎么样才可以祝福那些学生呢?
Consider volunteering at Rutgers with any of the campus ministries in your church, sharing the gospel at universities.
或者是我们可以在若干大学他们那一些的学生的工作里面做义工去帮助他们。支持他们。
Consider other local mission opportunities at RCCC, like local Muslim and Hindu outreach.
我们可以就是考虑去做本地的宣教，特别是若教会支持的印度或是穆斯林的那个宣教工作。
And finally, you can go local by praying for the nations.
另外就是你们可以去在本地为其他国家祷告。
Get a group of friends together or a small group and start a Bless the Nations prayer time.
邀请其他朋友弟兄姊妹你们开始个祷告会就是祝福万国的祷告会
Pray regularly for the global church and for missions
固定的为这一些本地的教会和海外的宣教去祷告
God has blessed RCCC to be a blessing to the nations
神已经祝福了若干教会去祝福万民
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through You.
然后地上的万民因为你的缘故会得福。
Will you say yes to blessing the nations?
你今天要不要跟神说，神，我愿意去我的蒙古地。
Let's pray together in Chinese.
Okay, 我们一起祷告。神，我们感谢你今天给我们有 Tommy 弟兄给我们的信息，求你继续帮助我们，叫我们真的是愿意去回应神你的呼召，我们可以有这个去我们神你给我们的蒙古地，无论是一个不是舒适的一个的呼召，但是我们是愿意去，我们去祝福别人，我们这样子祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求，Amen。